Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, go, go.
Are you challenging me?
Do you want to go, bro?
I will lie. Hello. It's been a long time.
What does blow look like to you, though?
Yeah, good shot.
I just want to meet my parents out. When I can meet my parents out to like somewhere that's even more nicer than where I'm living now, then yeah, I'll be like, yeah, I did well still.
Oh, that's a...
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, literally.
That's every nigga's dream, though, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, literally. Yeah. That's
my dream was to leave him there. I go.
Nigga, I want in the house.
I'm out. Peace.
Should we want a bit more, or is that calm? What?
Nah, that's calm. To one of me.
Are we being humble, as well?
Nah, because it's more of the sense of if I can afford to move you out, that means I must be doing hella well for myself.
Yeah, yeah.
You know I just don't want to worry about money.
Yeah, that's my.
That's interesting. You want a bit more,
but you know, like all the dealers are like, yeah, when I can get mummy out the hood. And for me, you know, I said it about like the Virgil bar the other day. Like niggas is rinsing off white Virgil bars. Like, back in the day, it was the mummy out the hood bar. That was like, okay, man.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we care.
Or what's the other one? My teacher said I wouldn't be shit.
The teacher just said, yo, pick up the pen. now we have an issue.
I was thinking, what school did these niggas go to? That all these teachers I wouldn't be shit.
Bro, I've never heard that in my life.
Bro. Never.
You know, I think back, and I was like, I've never heard my English teacher say that to anybody.
Never.
And we had some rulies.
I probably wasn't going to be shit the way I was acting. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, you probably wasn't a good kid. If you're not going to be shit,
you got lucky that social media or your music decided to take
you. Yeah, bro.
Because otherwise, you weren't going to be shit, bro.
Yeah,
in
bro.
In this workforce.
Right, right.
What is be shit as well, though? Like, I'm on that. Like, what's be shit? An account manager. Like, that's what I used to be. That's why I said it, innit? No one should be offended.
Yeah.
Is that shit?
That shit.
Because is that what them pricks wanted us to be this whole time?
No. I think it's like, I don't know, but I think it's not going to be working in an office or something.
No, it's going to be like working McDonald's.
Right, probably. I think that's what they're doing. And no offense to anyone in McDonald's. I think that's what they're trying to say.
If you've got
like
a degree, you wouldn't expect somebody with a degree to work in McDonald's.
So teachers were the first job shamers.
Kind of, you know.
100%.
They were probably the first ones that would say you was going to be washed.
Yeah.
If you're not careful.
Yeah.
They were probably the first ones that said, you know, if you don't study, look at this person.
Like them, man. Yeah.
They're probably the first ones. Or maybe my dad. My dad was on that.
Yeah, my mom was on that.
My mom never told me I ain't going to be shit.
Oh, no. My dad didn't tell me I'm not going to be shit. But he's like, if you're not careful, you end up like this. Or
like
you,
them, man, yeah.
Yeah, do you want
to? Oh, yeah, 100%.
We've seen that shit live happen, bro. Man said, you're going to end up in McDonald's.
Yeah, they used to run.
That's some real shit. Like, parents were doing that shit. But I don't know where they were saying that shit at, bro.
They weren't saying that shit, man.
They definitely weren't.
Those are just three bars that need to fuck off.
and on the wing like a footballer.
He
needs to get off and go.
Oh, right. Yeah.
He needs to go. Today he needs to go.
He needs to fucking go.
He needs to go.
You're Hazard, Salah, Hazard. We've heard, man. Yeah. Bale.
You're on the wing. You're a prison, baby. We understand.
I think who's got the best one? It might be Mover still.
What did he say?
On the wing, like Bell, Sutton Hotspur. What's that one?
I can't remember.
But who's got a good wing bar then? I know Heady's got a couple.
Heady got a few. K-Trap has a few.
Mm.
Trying to even think.
I just remember the excellent finish, Mo Salah. Salah. Yeah, but that wasn't a wing.
No. But that was the best use of Salah's name ever. In music, anyway.
It's enough, man.
So, amongst your friends, yeah, are you cool? Because you're doing content. Like, I don't know if this is the
sorry, that's what it was. It was trying to leave the wing like Bell did Hotspur.
Oh, yeah.
That was.
Oh, okay, 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 okay.
Yeah, so cool. go on, sorry.
What's the, yeah, so like, because when we was growing up, YouTube was very far away from us. Mm, mm. Do you know what I'm saying? It was like...
How far?
It wasn't even here yet. He's chatting shit. You know what I mean?
What are you talking about?
It came in like 2005, nah?
No, YouTube's like 2001.
What?
It's bro.
2005. I think 2005 still. I
it's
can't
2005.
Lie. 2005.
What?
Yeah, bro. I think YouTube. It's 2005.
Oh, wait, hold on. Sorry. We was in... Wait, hold on. Was we in secondary school when YouTube started?
Maybe.
I was looking at YouTube in secondary school for sure. But I started secondary school 2003.
Do you know what? Do you remember a site he called boreme.com?
No.
Man.
That's what it was before YouTube. Or was it during YouTube? Because it was a site called boreme.com that used to have all of the... It was World Star for the kids, bruv.
Right. Yeah. No.
I never see that shit.
But what I mean is that like when we was even in secondary school, we didn't think we would upload to YouTube.
Mm.
But you, in your era...
Yeah. Everybody was on the YouTube thing still.
Do you get what I'm saying? That's actually the shit to do. Like that, people probably saying they want to be YouTubers more than footballers.
Bro.
Right?
There was people shouting out their accounts in their posts. To this day, there's no post on their channel. Bro.
That's
mad.
But like, so are you like the person that's blown to them? Even though you want to blow, like, are you clear?
Some of them think I'm mad clear. Like, when they see me, like, Pat, you changed, you know? I'm still the same guy. Like, I'm... Bro, like, I'm still struggling like you, so. Bro, like, it's mad. But all my guys are cool still. Like, we're all cool.
Yeah.
I was just, like, a class clown in school, but sometimes I regret being a class clown because I didn't really focus on my education properly in it. I didn't really get the grades that I wanted.
What did you get?
In school.
I didn't kiss his team like 3 times. He didn't say a word.
He's remembering the flogging that he got.
And it's recent as well, because he's only 20, so it's recent.
The flogging was mad. That made me go to Ken as well.
Yeah.
That made me went, bro, it was mad. Like, I even shed tears.
Yeah. Wait, you saw it? You didn't? It shocked you?
It shocked me. It shocked my parents. Like, bro. I never cried so much, bro.
Hey, I know you.
It's like, no, that's when you're really shit at something. I've said it even with criminals. I've said it. If you don't know the police are coming, you're a shit criminal. Bro. You should know at least, man's about to get caught.
You should.
So if you're going to get bad grades, you should at least know they're coming.
I should have,
certain man will know, rah. Man's only, man didn't get like a first in first year, bro. Mm. Like, I didn't pass first year. Mm. You would know, man's in trouble here. Because man only need a 40% or something like that. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, man are shocked when they open up the envelope and see, rah, man failed. Like, you know you didn't do the coursework.
Nah, because I thought, passing, I'm going to go CTK. My ultimate will go CTK Lewisham, innit? Yeah. That's where I wanted to go because everybody was going
okay,
there.
Christ the King,
That was the blaze. Boom. I saw maths free.
Jesus.
Because it's out of...
Yeah, maths was free. Like, free. Things are free. Like a...
Fail.
Yeah, that's a fail, bro.
Like, it's a calm fail.
What's it out of 9, you said?
Yeah, out of 9. 1 to 9.
So 9's the top.
9's the top.
And 1's the bottom. Yeah, and you got 3.
I got 3 in maths. Jesus.
I'm sure that's an F. I'm sure
that's
an F.
You didn't finish the paper. You know what them ones?
With maths, you didn't finish it. Hit me. Because I open... Because see when you do your name, write your name, boom. Open the first question, it's gonna be really bad. I read the first question, I was like, I'm finished, bro. I'm finished.
I know, that's weird. You see, it's gonna be really
the first
bad.
Question the first question, exam.
It determines how well you're gonna be, bro.
You see niggas in the exam, Everyone opens it. And you see them turn the page.
turn the page.
You see it, bro.
That's the fucking...
You're thinking, what the fuck?
To be the whole page,
if you turn to page 2, it's horrible.
It's horrible.
It's horrible.
It just kept getting worse and worse. Man, I hate maths, man.
Which way were calculate? Do you still do calculator, non-calculator?
Yeah, it was both still. And I wasn't even top set maths. I was like the verge. Yeah, foundation. And I was still like, I opened it.
So what was the top you could get? Like five? Or?
Yeah, the five. Five was
so five was a C. Okay.
You know the one that I liked? It was science because they had a multiple choice joint. I didn't like science.
I did science with multiple choice. I had a chance.
Yeah. I got a C. Mm. I was expecting lower. Mm. So I was happy as shit with my C. Yeah. I was asking.
I got a C for science.
I swear, I went to my teacher. I said, can I do foundation? Let me do what they're doing.
Please.
Let me do what the rest of them are doing. I got to see. I was like, thank God. That multiple choice, because me, after like a certain point, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I'm guessing, bro. I'm getting B, like, D, C, B, D, B, A.
I'm taking down the one that don't make sense in my head and the one that makes sense.
Yeah. This one must be it, bruv.
Ask the individual, can you read this to me? Because I don't think I'm reading it properly. And does it make sense to you?
It's actually bad.
When them ones.
Bro, when the invigilator is not English, it's even worse. Like, she's even trying to read it, but I'm like, please.
Like, I'm really doing bad. Bro. Yeah, bring Ben, man.
Yo.
Big man thing, does it make sense to you? People that wrote this question. GCSE exams.
Oh,
horrible time in marriage.
Continue. What did you get? You got a 3 in maths?
I got a 3. I don't want to go too deep in it, but a 3 in maths in it. 3 in maths. But the rest was calm still, just maths. Maths, history, I did, but oh my God, history was bad still.
And you picked that though.
I picked it still, because I thought, the reason why I didn't do well on that one, because I feel like the teacher had an agenda against me, innit? That's what I thought. I feel like she hated me.
In the exam.
Yeah, I feel like she hated me still. I feel like she hated me.
Did you even study, bro?
You
didn't study, he's blamed.
With history, I can't lie, I was just out of it still. I think history, I touched a 2.
Touched.
I just touched it still. 2, but those are the ones that I did bad. The
you
rest,
got participation. Like you write his name.
The rest, I passed in it, but it's just English and history.
So for college, did you have to do maths again?
I had to do maths again still, and I passed it in college still.
Okay.
Well done. Well done. I've seen a lot of people make that comeback.
Yeah.
Make the comeback.
That's how I entered uni still with the maths. Just went to uni straight. And the thing is, I wasn't gonna go uni. The only reason why I applied for uni because I saw my brethren's post. You see, so what's that place again? Brampton Manor, they were saying, they're going uni. I was like, oh shit, let me go, man. I was like, formal. I was pretty formal, like, I'll just apply straight. But I wanted to go Birmingham.
Okay.
But I knew I was gonna be a madman there. I was gonna focus my education. So I was like, let me go London uni for uni. And probably one of the worst decisions of my life because London is boring for uni. Like, there's no nightlife. Like, I was commuting. I haven't really experienced uni life. That's why I go like Birmingham to my friends' unis to experience their uni life and enjoy it there still.
Coming to London for uni is the worst decision still.
Trying to go libertine as a uni.
Even chatting if you have money in your pocket, you can't pay for the table.
They used to have there was a club called Bliss, and I believe it was like they had a night where it was like 1p entry.
In Kent they'll do like 2p drinks and all that kind of stuff.
It was mad.
But that's how I know the alcohol weren't real though.
Of course not.
We weren't even getting licked like that.
It was like a pound of Jager bomb. Get 20.
What? Jager bombs. I never had a Jager bomb till uni, man.
I remember when I left uni and I went back for a night. I ordered like 4 JD and Coke, gave her £20 and she gave me change. I was confused, bro. Mm. Said, this place is cheap. London. Impossible. I have to get my card out, bro. I carry that much cash on me.
The thing is, you won't get a false sense of reality, though. Because going to uni, like raving out there for mad cheap, then coming to London and man say you like £8.50 for a drink.
Come on.
Nah. Just give me the Red Bull, £4.
Even water for free, because, bro.
Put ice. Give me a straw.
I remember when I first came back and started reading here, and I can't remember who did it, but somebody got like a bottle of rosé or something.
The house chain.
And it was like £40. I said, yeah, that's what we're drinking from now on.
Yeah. Those used to be 15.
I thought it was 20.
Oh, it might have been 20. No, it was 20.
Right.
I've been back at this 40. But what? Yeah, it used to be £20.
The house wine, £20, you just hold it.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Man's on rosé today still.
Drink to the cock as well. You know
what?
What? Drink.
Drink to the what, did you say?
To the cock.
Yeah, never.
That's crazy. Your still. Cock.
What's that got to do with anything?
You never get wine. Don't make you.
I'm scared.
Have you not never had wine, bruv? So what? You never excited off wine?
Okay.
You look like I'm fucking the bottle or something.
I don't know.
Nigga, I don't know what you do in your spare time.
Nigga, they drinking right.
Nah, I get you. Nah, the vibes, though.
Nah, white does that to me still.
Blossom Hills.
Yeah.
Or Barefoot.
That's yeah, Moscato, Moscato. Isn't it? Yeah. Moscato, I can't lie. Yeah. Moscato's a good drink.
What do you know about them drinks? What do you drink?
You see, funny enough, I don't even drink, you know.
Oh, yeah. You strike me as the type still.
I don't drink like. I don't see the excitement in drinking still, like,
yeah.
I only do stuff if it's fun, like, to me, innit? But nah, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't...
What do you do for fun, then, apart from make content and play UFC?
It's literally just that, bro.
That's it?
And I party here and there still.
Mm.
Here and there, yeah.
Mm.
Literally.
Yeah, you need a job. You need some structure.
I need some structure still.
What time do you wake up?
That's literally... For, like, the past 3 days, I'm waking up, like, at 7 a.m. It's weird.
Okay.
And I go to bed after, because 7 a.m. is too early for me still.
Yeah. You tap out.
It's too early, bro. Yeah. But I wake up usually at like 9, 10 still.
Okay, that's decent.
Yeah.
That's decent.
On a bad day, I'm waking up at 3 a.m., which was shocking to me. I had to pattern my life up. But yeah, it's been early. It's been early from then.
Mm. Do you write your own bars?
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever stole a bar, though? Be honest.
I have still. Mm. I have a couple.
Did they come for you? I know that it gets techie.
Like that's the TikTok game, though.
No, but it gets techie.
Wait. What do you mean by bars? Like writing music?
No, I mean like
content.
Oh, content. Nah, I've only copied one video because you copied mine, innit? So I was petty. I was petty still.
You like copied each other's homework.
Literally, I was so petty. Like, come on, like, just tag me because I don't mind. If you, like, just credit me. Like, that's all I want.
Mm.
You know, but nah, I actually think about all my ideas. But sometimes I get inspiration from other people, innit? Because some people are mad funny. I'm like, yo, how do you think of that? Let me try to do something similar to that, but not exactly that, but make it better.
Mm.
What's the funniest thing you thought you wrote? Forget like biggest numbers.
Oh.
What's the funniest thing you wrote?
The funniest thing I've written is London housing crisis. I made like a whole video about the London housing crisis, and I put it in a skit, and it didn't go off, but I felt so happy because, bro, guys were saying it's so funny. Wow.
Yeah.
Proper good still. Yeah.
And what's the best performing one?
The best performing one is when you get approached by a beautiful girl. Is for example, when you're going to, like, you're walking around or you're like in your uni campus, innit?
Mm.
And a girl, like a beautiful girl, approaches you and you think, oh yeah, this girl's moving to me. Mm. Then she see with the are you free this Sunday? Let's come to my church. Like, bro, like, I thought it was something else. I thought, bro, he's saying come to my church this Sunday. I want to see the here's the flyer.
Yeah,
bro. Yeah. I thought it was man. I'm just getting excited. Yeah, my boy, she moved to me.
She's evangelizing.
She's evangelizing, man. Trying to save some souls. I'm like, I hear it.
You go to church?
Huh?
You didn't go to church?
No, I do. Oh, to the church?
Nah. You never linked to her there.
Nah, never linked to her there. Still, I can't lie, man. I always say I go to a church, so.
No, you're not on the long game.
Nah, that's too long. It's too long.
It's not a good game to play that
one. It's not a good game to play.
It's not even worth it.
I've cut myself, boy.
You say you cut yourself?
Nah, I cut like from the situation. She wanted to evangelize me.
Yeah.
I said, if I come, I'm coming for the wrong reasons.
I have to go. Let me get out of here. There was a point where church girls, boy, they were on the scene. Beautiful girls.
Beautiful.
They're like, oh, man's going to have to get saved.
Yeah, I have to still.
And then the devil in you is like, it's not worth it.
It's all mad.
I was gonna say, yeah. So you see your life now, yeah. Mm. How do you? Because a lot of people will be like, you know, on content creation, especially like TikTok. It's really fun. In fact, actually, scrap that. How do you feel about the algorithm?
It's so shaky, bro. Like one day you're doing so well, like for a week videos are banging views, then a random day you're seeing 10k views in a day, and it's mad. Like sometimes it gets depressing because you're like, oh, the video was so good, but you just gotta keep on going. Because with the whole TikTok algorithm, it's like they want you to keep on posting.
That's what they want you to do.
So if you stop posting, they're gonna keep your views low. So you gotta keep on going so the views go back up to how it was before. But yeah, it's just like a, it's very like, you don't know what's gonna happen next with the algorithm. So you just gotta keep on posting with the algorithm.
It's definitely on purpose. Of course. If it's your chase, it's like the first time doing coke.
I can't relate.
Where you're like, you're chasing that high. You know, like, it's just you're chasing that high of this video did that, but shit, the next one did 10. How do I get 25 again? How do I get 100? Whatever the number is, like, you keep chasing, like, doing better than that time. But the algorithm is like roulette wheel or what, just casino. It's crazy. You keep chasing. There's a lot of L's, like, and then you see some people getting hella W's. Bro. Like, why does he keep winning over there?
W's. Like, I feel like they have favorites. So they, I don't know, man.
You're saying game's rigged.
The game is rigged, bro, but you just gotta keep on posting, man, car. People love you. That's why they follow you, innit?
Yeah.
Interesting. Like, so do you think you get the props you deserve?
Sometimes.
Shit, bro.
Like, bro, like. Bro, I've been out for 4 years. Like, guys message me saying, yo, the reason why I started making videos because of you. I'm like, oh, man. That's mad cute still. So, but I just feel like TikTok, it's not really giving me the love back.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'll be doing so well. People are saying, yo, bro, you're mad funny. Then the next day I post, boom, I'm seeing low views. I'm like, come on. But yeah, man, I feel like eventually they'll see the light and be like, yeah, Pat really did well on TikTok, you know, like he was really like one of the greatest. Hopefully they'll give my flowers soon, but
You know, Pete, they might not invite you to an event sometimes.
Like, I've never been to like a proper like TikTok event before. Like they never, I feel like I'm blacklisted.
What? You know, like, they've never invited you?
They've never invited me to like a proper TikTok event until like I went to one for the first time, which was last year, and I've been out for 4 years, bro. It's
wow.
mad.
Mm,
it's mad, bro.
Mm. So what is anyway, we can
you'll
talk
see hella people there
that,
and you're like, oh, what? There's an event today.
No one told me. I'm like,
you guys search TikTok in your email.
In the
like,
spam.
Bro, what? You don't know me, like. That's getting you mad hella views out here.
It hurts, man.
It's not easy, bro.
Hurts,
I see they're passing the bill in America to ban it though.
Yeah, they're passing it. That's a good thing for the UK, because that means people are gonna go and use VPN and watch like UK videos now, and you know, get our views up and that. So yeah.
We'll see. Actually not a bad shout, to be we'll fair.
Now, but if you're getting VPN to do that, you're a crackhead.
Bro, VPN to watch TikTok, that's crack. It's already on the World Wide Web, bro.
It's
like,
mad.
This might be good for YouTube because the shorts thing might have to start. Yeah.
Maybe, yes. But it's in its first stage. Like, it's like, I don't know if it's likely to.
What, shorts?
I mean, not like, as in all of this bill that's being passed.
Okay,
but I don't think it's likely to get passed.
Do you know what gets me mad about bill? Have you ever voted?
Nah.
Well, you need to do that still. Do you know? Or you can even ruin, is it, spoil your ballot?
Credit. Yeah, no. Oh yeah, you can spoil your ballot.
Yeah,
you
but that doesn't ruin your credit.
But, have you registered to vote?
Nah.
Need to do that.
Need to do that.
For your credit.
Put you on game, see all them games you was playing online. When you was mugging us off, but you haven't even registered to vote.
I'm not a serious individual.
do you know who you don't have to say like, are you gonna vote? Do you know like who you're gonna vote for? If you vote.
If I vote properly, I gotta read everything first, because one thing I like to do is research everything and like make sure I'm making the right decisions before I do anything in it. So I'll probably research something still and
Do you and your age group feel like your vote counts?
I don't know. That's a good question, you know. I actually don't know. I don't know. I feel that them I just count, and sometimes you, like, Twitter will make you think, like,
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Last, like a couple years ago, they made me think that, yeah, what's that guy's name again? That old man. Was gonna win. I thought, yeah, it's gonna win. Boom, Tory.
Yeah, I can't lie, that
one. Tory still like it,
that
it's
one tore us
like,
down.
We have no power.
We had a chance. We that no nigga power. Sat down with Jeremy. That's hard. He's fucking won us. Won. Yeah. We are the future. There's bare of us.
We have no power.
We forgot that we're in England. Not in London. We're in England.
50% of black people. That is mad. We have no power still.
Scary out there, man.
People in Middlesbrough are voting for Tory, and you think London's gonna power them, you know? It's mad.
I really want to know why they like them lot so much. Like, that's why you got to know your enemy. You know, like that. Like, what do you like so much about what these lot are doing? Like, yeah, sometimes it's crazy. But the thing of like voting, and obviously you've just come into the age and the election of being able to vote for the first time. Mm. But is it a conversation for another day?
What's that?
I'm going to ask you political views.
Nah, not political.
That's what I was saying, man. That's a conversation.
Done him out.
You know what I mean? On camera.
Nah.
So perhaps, what do you think about Ross?
I'm with you, though. I'm with you a degree in terms of like just that whole...
Looking after your future thing, innit?
Yeah.
But we weren't there.
What do you mean?
I was in that 20 thinking about voting. I was voting.
Yeah, I know,
credit.
But now they've got the guidance from some older gentlemen.
That's true.
Yeah, they're more aware. Like you guys actually like media. Yeah, we could claim ignorance before. Mm. When we was young, we could just be like, oh, we didn't know.
Yeah.
Like I found that I had bad credit because I tried something and then man was like, bruv, do you vote? And I was like, what the fuck does that have to do with anything?
Yeah.
And he's like, that has everything to do with it.
Yeah.
I said, really? Have you tried to get something on credit or finance?
Nah.
If you see your phone bill, your mum.
Nah, me still.
So what is it Simone?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You ain't got into the depths. Nah,
I haven't gone yet.
You
just mad things.
You try and get a kettle from Curry's, you'll find out. When they say they don't trust you to buy a kettle, you'll be out here voting anyone.
When's the election?
On my life, when I got rejected for that, and it's good I did because I think I would have been in that position where I'm paying for something for like an ex-girlfriend. Because at the time we was together, but to have something in your name for somebody else that is very, that's not really actually with
like,
you.
Tied in for life.
You get what I'm saying? That's a dangerous thing. I definitely wouldn't say people should do that shit. But I remember when I actually got rejected, I was thinking, yo, when is the election so I can get this credit up, bro? Yeah. I'm trying to get up now. Like, when is it? So I can imagine like what you're thinking, yo, how can man get involved in this? Like,
Getting rejected for credit, no matter how much you have in your account, you always feel broke.
You feel broke. Oh, you feel
like, what do you mean I can't get it? Like, I've got money though.
Yeah.
I just feel like school should have taught everything, like, because it's all long to learn now, but you have to learn it.
How can you say it's again, all long to learn?
Like you said earlier, like you got YouTube, innit?
Yeah.
You can learn it. Like,
Tuesday, you guys can learn it so quick.
It's really at the click of a button, bro. You got it right there.
They were teaching coding in school.
Coding? Nah.
Oh, okay. They didn't teach it in my school. I think the younger gen, that's what they're on now. They like get coding.
Coding.
Yeah, from primary school.
They're lucky still. I think the money's like apparently tech and that.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Nothing
to have a tech job
soon.
Might have to. Cyber security.
I see them ads on TikTok as well, you know. So I train to become a cyber security. So I'm always like,
money day, you know. Like, I'm hearing like ethical hackers make a lot of, they're in at six figures and that. I'm like, yo.
You can ethical hacker.
Like, bro.
You can hack. Bro.
What the heck is that ethical hacker?
It's like, you hack into the company, but it's legal. So you hack into the company, but to check any faults or
in the system,
So it's if I can hack in, this is how I did it. So you need to
block everything.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And they make banks though.
Yeah,
I like when you find some shit on the internet and go to the man. Them, hey, we could become ethical hackers. And that's how Bitcoin happened. You know, like the man them came bull one day. Hey, I got Bitcoin. You know, rest of the man them, nah. He's in dubes now.
You become
ethical hacker.
Like. Yeah. Like, have you seen anyone go clear of some shit like that? That like someone told everything about. Like,
yeah, the coins, like the whole sweat coins and all that shit, like the whole like Dogecoin and everything, like. They'll ban it earlier than boom. They're all making peas off Bitcoin, crypto, all that. I'm still here. I should have listened, man. I should have still.
A small 50p. A small 50p.
Buy the dip. I could have, bro.
Hey, that's peak, man. Honestly, Bitcoin is one thing that I wish I knew about early, man, because it feels like that was the easiest get rich.
I remember him saying it at ball.
Somebody said it at ball.
He came and bought, said, hey, man, them. Bitcoin.
She getting this.
It was like, what's man doing? Put your trousers on, man.
It's cool, man.
What scam is this, bruv?
Because it was at the time of, is it ACN?
Oh, there was bare of them.
You know, pyramid scheme?
Yeah.
It was at the time of that, innit?
Yeah. So everything
like it was. It's about fake, innit?
I remember, you know the church thing? I remember John brought me ACN.
Yeah.
So I was four on me and that. Oh. You know, like that. So I've gone, sat in the meeting at Costa.
Yeah.
Is this even a proper office?
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, I've been to one of those things in Marble Arch. Like, it was a nice thing, but I thought it was like a proper job. So obviously, man's gone thinking, bro, like, this is going to be lit.
Yo.
Man start telling me, showed me the pyramid.
Yeah.
I said, this is the scheme.
Everyone, you sign up, you get 200 pounds.
Yeah.
But who's getting it above me? Wait, how does this work, bruv?
Bro.
How does this work?
Do me down. Nah, man. But yeah, I remember that vividly. I see how he's doing. Now he's doing well.
People good out for there, him. Boy. They got in there early. That's the only thing that's annoying, that scams came about.
Yeah.
That things like crypto came about when a lot of scams were around. So it's obscure. Like, you don't know.
Trust issues.
Yeah, bro. You actually don't know at all.
Did you ever get a Nigerian prince email?
No. I never had one. I've had bare emails, like, you know, like Yahoo emails, but not like a prince and, oh, I've got my money locked up. But if you give me five grand
it's like, I'll give you 5 mil when I get my money back.
It's like, what kind of bank is this? They hold your money and so you need to pay to get your money out. That's wild, bro. That's wild. What about the scams in your era though? I don't know if it's like, is AC still prominent? Like,
yeah, like right now they give you the whole, like, they'll call you up like Monzo will call you up. Like, Monzo never called my phone, so they'll call you up. They say, oh, you got transfer. There's been some transactions happening in your account now. Then you got, it's all like, they'll try to play mind games with you, saying, someone's in your account when no one has been in your account. Like, no money's out of your account. Then they'll take your money. Like, they'll even send you like a delivery confirmation, say, oh, you forgot to take your parcel outside. Click the link, write your email,
Right.
£0 your account balance and your
Yeah. I get them text messages,
it's
though.
It's mad, bro.
Them text messages is crazy.
Like, I almost got sucked in one time. I almost pressed a link, but I thought, I didn't order nothing yesterday. I didn't order nothing.
Did I order something? Jasmine.
I'd be forgetting I ordered shit.
That's you got too much money over there. I'd be forgetting I spent it.
I don't like online shopping, man.
Yeah, word.
I
word,
hate
word,
online
bro.
Shopping.
Word.
Dude, what? I can't only imagine the amount of girls that have been duped, bruv. It's got to be higher amongst women because they shop.
Girls, they shop.
Even girls are doing the whole duping thing now, innit? They're all on a call on the phone. Hi, you're right. Can I get your old deal and stuff? I'm like, yo. But that's what this is you.
Who are you working for?
Who are you working for?
Bring me in. Bring me in. I've got 60-day payment terms, man. Bring that in, fam.
I'll bring my glasses, man.
What's scary to you about, like, I'm just trying to figure out your age group, like what they're on, because there was a point where we were scared of like honey traps and all that kind of stuff. Like that was the thing we was like, rah, like.
Even same now as well.
Right. Yeah. So scary. That's scary, still man. Like a thing.
Yeah, still a thing. Still like people like, nowadays, like my brethren, he was linking a girl in like a weird block. So he came early, like 1 hour early before the link up. He stayed in the car for an hour. He saw her with like a bunch of boys and just cut through. He just left straight away because it felt weird because like she was doing like some transaction thing with like a group of niggas. Can I swear on this?
Yeah.
Cool. She was doing some transaction with a bunch of niggas, yeah?
Yeah.
And it just felt so weird to him. So he was driving through, he saw her, they'll have some mask on her face and he just cut through because that's mad weird. Like,
yeah.
Even
yeah,
a girl like send me a poll call that looks like dodgy, I'm like, you know. It's only you and them that we fighting there, not me. Don't be, bro.
That's mad. I never thought to do that. Arrive on the day early.
Early?
Yeah.
Go back to Sutton.
You have to go for an
hour, scan the whole block, see any like exit routes to even go through. Like, yeah.
Oh, that's long, bruv. You lot are living a mad life, man.
Life on the edge, man.
Damn. Edge. That's why you should have went to church, right?
I should have followed the church girl. Yeah, yeah. Went to
the church girl, man. She had the flyer for you,
bro. She's sensible. She's sensible. So, as things in your house now, so how many siblings you got?
I've got three siblings.
Mm. So you're the eldest?
Like the middle. Uh-huh. Middle child, yeah. My oldest sister is in her 30s.
Mm.
My younger sister is a year younger than me. My brother is 17.
Right.
So yeah, so all close to each other.
Oh, that's like close, man.
Yeah, all close to each other still.
Same mum, same dad?
Yeah, same mum, same rah. Dad. So.
Your parents are on it.
Yeah.
20, 19 and 17.
30.
Yeah. No, but then that one's obviously older. Yeah, but like, that gap is mad. 19,
20, 17, yeah. So yeah. My house now, like, I live on the top floor, like, there's, like, four floors in my house, innit?
Not the penthouse.
So, yeah, so, like, I live on the top floor, so I'm never downstairs. So I don't really see them that much.
I live, you know.
This guy's entitled. That's why I'm going to start paying rent. He said,
I live on the top floor. Like, it's actually my floor.
You
like,
sleep up there, man.
That's where I live, bro. I pay rent on this bitch, bro.
They got the whole top.
Whole top, like, bathroom there.
What, ensuite?
Ensuite, TV there. All I need now is a
neon
fridge.
Lights, isn't it?
It's a fridge, man. So I can't go downstairs. That's what I want right now. It's a fridge, though.
Nah. Man get one of those small hot things.
Hot pocket. Yeah.
Just you know the little cooker thing.
Air fryer. I get air fryer.
For the thing that it takes.
Bro, like, air fryer. If you get air fryer.
Now if you've got air fryer in your room, they need to kick you out, bro.
I'm comfy.
Enjoyment. What?
That rent is got you feeling entitled. I said I live on the top floor.
But you used to have to share rooms back in the day, or?
Yeah, you used to share rooms, like bunk beds and stuff. But now I'm living free, man. Like, I can't see a bunk bed. I'd be careful with getting down, so I can't hit my brother's head and that. Now, get off bed. Authority. I feel good.
Yeah, so you're not in a rush to move, then.
I'm not in a rush.
Yeah, I feel it still. Because especially to London, like...
Yeah, and it's the cheapest rent as well.
Bad. Yeah, like when I come to London, I just spend money. Like, it hurts. Like, I can't leave London without spending like £100. Like, you have to spend minimum £100 here still, so...
It genuinely feels like that.
You just leave with a plastic bag. That's what you got. That makes sense. That's what I bought.
Do you beef your brother?
No, not anymore. Like my brother, like he's like a proper church boy now. Like evangelized. Like he changed. Like before, it was under the whole like. See them younger, they only the whole F thing, gang thing. That's why I moved to Kent, innit? Because he was in some trouble in London. So he changed. He changed his whole life around. So yeah, I'm proud of him still.
That's cold. Yeah, did you feel like you could protect him when that stuff
was
happening?
Yeah. I could have still, but I wasn't in ends them times, innit? I was Birmingham, uni. I was networking, so.
Yo. I was on that Blossom Hill. Say no more. What we usually do is ask some questions.
Okay.
A little trivia to see if you can get on the leaderboard.
Okay.
Are you ready, yeah? All right, so you need at least
10
correct answers to get on the leaderboard. Well, 11, because there's no more room to have a 10th.
Cool.
I'm going to read you your rights, and then from there, we'll start asking you some questions. So you got one phone, a partner, yeah? They can't use Google, you can't use Google, no form of internet, Spotify, nothing like that. Multiple choice, one time. So if you ask you a question and you're struggling, you can ask for multiple choice. We'll give you 4 answers. Hopefully you pick the right one. Ask a 90s baby. So if Dennis asks you a question, you can ask me or Tem for help one time. You can skip. If you skip, you don't lose a point.
Cool.
For every wrong question, you get a minus point, and the final question is worth 10 points. You ready?
I'm ready still. So I got to call somebody.
If you need them.
If I need help.
If you need help. Cool. Okay. Name 3 animals with a long neck.
Giraffe. Long neck. Zebra. Zebra's long neck still. A flamingo.
Okay.
A flamingo, yeah.
I'll take a flamingo, but I won't take a zebra.
You'll take a zebra, yeah? Jai.
A flamingo's a good one, because I was stuck at giraffe.
Aye.
Ostrich.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm going to do this a flamingo.
Yeah, he's in the freaking next. A zebra. He doesn't say horse, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. How long was Obama president for?
10 years.
Damn.
What?
Well, 8 years?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you...
Too late.
Don't rush. Think.
Don't rush.
What is West Ham Football Club also known as?
Skip.
No worries. You could have said
the Hammers.
The Irons.
No worries.
Skip.
I need the Hammers, not the Irons.
You're currently on 0 points.
0 points, yes. Yeah.
Cool. Was that 3?
Yeah. Okay. All right, cool. Who has more streams on Spotify? J Hus or Digga D?
50-50.
J-Hus.
Is someone knocking our door?
Hello? Paps.
Yo.
Oh, what? It's your guy.
Come in. What, you set us up?
He's a honey trap.
Oh, this is Benzo.
What you saying, bro?
I know you're pulling out, fam.
How the fuck did you find
us? What's this?
Not even.
What's this?
We're about to get rushed.
You know what I mean? Like, fucking hell.
Yo.
It's cool. Yeah, so who has the most streams on Spotify? J Hus or Digga D?
J Hus though.
Well done. Which company acquired YouTube in 2006?
Google.
Well done. Google. Yeah.
What is the Marmite slogan?
Skip.
No, you can't skip one.
I can't skip it only once.
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, you can just get it wrong if you want, but.
Or what's multiple choice? Yeah, you got multiple choice.
Yeah, multiple choice.
Okay. Is it love it or hate it? Is it hate it or love it? Is it love it sometimes? Is it hate it most of the time?
Hate it or love it?
It's love or hate.
Love or hate.
Got him.
All right, cool. Question 1. What galaxy do we live in? I thought he would know. So he's recently out of school.
I know this. Hold on. Can I get multiple choice?
You can answer 90s, baby.
Yeah.
Or you could call a friend. Or you could swap call a friend for one of them, but they can't use Google.
Cool. Benzo, what's the question?
What galaxy do we live in? Well done.
Milky Way, yeah.
There you go. Learned friends
come
over
on,
there.
Come on. All
right, cool. Question 2. What colour mixes to make green? What colors mix to make green?
Blue and red.
Damn. Blue and yellow.
Blue and yellow.
Yeah, man.
Blue and red is purple, right?
Yes.
I didn't do art, so.
Okay, and question three. What percentage of the human body is made up of water? Correct.
Well done.
I heard a young 70.
Because I was mixing up the earth. Is the earth 70% water? There's a 70 somewhere.
Question, you're currently on 2 points, yeah? So with this 10-pointer, you could get on the leaderboard. It's worth 10, yeah? So boom.
Right, cool.
My question is in the Bible.
My question is in GCSEs.
My question is in history.
He's getting nightmares. Nigga's getting nightmares.
So I got to pick which one.
Mm-hmm.
History, GCSE. Oh, this is hard, man. Bible, though.
Do you know the Bible?
Not like that.
You've been a bad boy.
You've
been a very bad boy.
Wait, with GCSE, like, what's the, like, is it like mass or?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
You can't deny. Let's go history still.
Swear down!
I'm ready.
Man said he got a two, but he wasn't going history. I even put my card down. I'm ready.
You ain't gonna want this.
All right, cool. It might actually, you might just get this. What was the name of King Henry the Apes? Sorry, I got blocked nose. Don't look at me like that. King Henry the Apes' first wife.
He was beheaded and died.
That's not gonna help.
It's not gonna help me.
Does he have any other lifelines? Oh, ask your daddies, maybe. They might know.
You saying what you don't know?
Don't look at me.
I know a couple names, but I don't know who's first.
First.
His first wife.
Anne Boleyn.
I would have gone Anne of Cleves.
No.
Catherine.
Catherine of Aragon. Damn. So close.
So,
man.
Tani, three?
No,
you're done. I tried. What was your question?
Finished. My question was GCSE exams were known as what before?
Yeah, I wouldn't have.
O levels.
Yeah.
Mine was, all you had to do was name a few disciples.
Damn, you should have went there, man.
How many do you think you can name?
Not that many, Stagger.
How many? Can you name any?
I don't even know, man. I don't read the Bible like that still. But I mean, I'm going to change.
There's beautiful babes there.
Talk to him, don't lie to us.
Where your mum sees. You don't know not one disciple?
Surely.
Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one that snaked him?
What's that guy's name again?
Pagan.
What's that guy's name again?
Oh, man. Damn. Sorry, man, your mum.
Download the Bible on app.
I have the app, but I don't. Sorry, it's actually very bad still. I'm going to change.
Tem?
Hey, appreciate you coming, bro.
No problem,
Anything
man.
To plug?
Yeah.
Follow my Instagram, Paps. My YouTube, Paps. I'm dropping music in May.
Okay.
May.
Is it good?
I make bangers only.
Yeah.
Trust me. I got a song of notes coming out in May, hopefully, man. If the labels don't move mad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it signed then?
No, not yet. But they're moving mad with the whole like behind the scenes.
Bro. Oh, okay.
So this is the bars you stole.
You were talking about stealing bars. I mean, like with like
you got
like,
a bar about the wingers, don't
it? Yeah, no. I'm on a singing thing.
Oh yeah,
I'm swear about, down.
I'm gonna sing about
melodies.
Still,
that.
Yeah, literally.
This thing is funny, bro.
Yeah, you made me laugh. I want to ask you here. Yeah, so you see when you did that skit, what was you trying to say?
What about that like, baby show? And
that is baby show, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought, every man on there's in their 30s. So I was like, let me make that guy in his 30s or 90s. Oh, it was either you or Chucky.
Mm.
But I've used Chucky, but I feel like angry at me using his name. So you guys are new in it. So I, cool. Let me use 90 babies and Yeah, man, you guys saw it, and I'm here.
That's their tactics.
literally.
Next time we invite you, we might be sitting you up. It might be a setup next time still. You know? I've just circled the block for an hour. You know? we appreciate you coming, bro. Other than that, you know the theory, bro.
Nice, baby, crazy.
Cool.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.